spinning around, and it's so fucked up, it brings me down. I'm trying to figure out how I could get away, or at least keep myself from going insane. Put my headphones in and I press play. It's a brand new day with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang, with the Pussy Fart Gang.
I'm recording.
So am I.
We're mad
about our bangs.
The only thing a woman really has any right to be mad about.
Well, obviously, yeah. It's the only thing that you can have true emotions about are your bangs. You can be happy.
Yeah, and yet no control over. Despite being on your body entirely. Zero control.
No. Yeah, every time I cut bangs, I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And I like them for like a day. And then the next day, I'm always like, what the fuck was I doing?
I've always liked bangs. I wish I could have bangs, but my hair is so fucking thin and fine and wavy.
Yeah.
Like a slight breeze comes and they're just gone forever.
Well, they're not gone. They're just not where you want them to be.
So I can't live that dream, that bang dream.
Right. They're not on your forehead. They're standing up to the sky.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's a look.
It is. It's not.
It's not a look. Oh, geez, Louise. Oh,
my goodness.
I am so glad I'm tired for a reason.
Yeah.
Oh. You want to do a dream corner?
Yes, I love dream corner.
Because this relates to why I'm tired. So I'm not tired, or I am tired. Oh, that's how tired I am. I don't know whether I am or I'm not. So like five cop cars showed up on my street at like 3:30 in the morning and they were there till like 4:30. No idea what happened. But so I was like awake and then finally fell back asleep for like an hour. And you know, when you're awake and then you fall back asleep and you're not really, and you have like those really crazy dreams.
Yep.
That often, you know, maybe you're pissing on a grocery store floor. I don't know. I don't know. But usually it'll like maybe have something to do with like whatever happened just before you fell asleep or like what you were thinking about. Like it, like it's a little lucid dreamy. So I had a dream that the house where that happened, there was like some people walking on the street. I had a dream that I stole a 12 pack of PBR from the front steps of the next house, the house next to the house.
Okay.
There were two. There were two 12-packs of PBR. He didn't need two of them.
No, you're trying to save him from his own demons.
You. So I took one, and then I felt bad. So I went to go buy another 12-pack at the bodega. And as I was coming back, the house disappeared. Like, it wasn't there anymore.
Mm.
And there's, like, other people on the street. And I was like, okay, am I crazy? And they're like, no. That house was just there like a second ago and it just disappeared. And then I woke up, but the implication was that it was an alien spaceship in my dream. The vibe I got from the dream was that it was an alien spaceship.
See, and that's what dreams are about. They're not literal. It's about how do you feel? What's the feeling? What's the vibe?
The vibe is always aliens or lizard people.
Yeah, that's when you fall back asleep. Well, that's why I get stuck. And if I don't wake up immediately when my alarm goes off, and you've witnessed this, that's to wake up and then fall back asleep. That's when I go into like, and a lot of people go into deep REM sleep. And that's when you have fucking crazy dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just stuck with alarms going off. That happened this morning. I knew I had to be up by 6. So I crazily set my alarm for 4:25. Because I know myself, and when my alarm goes off, I wake up, and then I hit snooze, and then it's like at least an hour and a half that I'm stuck in these crazy REM cycles.
Yeah, I know. And guys, if you're wondering if her snooze stops going off, it doesn't. It does not stop.
It becomes part of the dream.
Or part of the nightmare if you're sleeping in a room with Wendy.
Right.
The part of the waking nightmare.
Again, we're talking about the Patreon. Same experience. The same thing is happening. Different experiences for different people. For me,
yep.
It's a dream. For everyone else in my life, it's a living hell.
Yes. It's very apt.
Yeah, it's like, well, when Jonathan was here, and Jonathan, if you're listening, hey, buddy.
Hi. I said hi, too. Even though you don't exist, and you're always here, you know.
Can I tell you, like, but, and people that are listening, you're listening to the show, when we recorded, if you're not on the Patreon, the last episode when everything was fucking up when Jonathan was here, when he left, when we recorded the Patreon, everything was fine.
Yeah, and lights have stayed on thus far.
Yeah.
See, but now he's gonna make the lights shut off to be like, ugh, I gotta cover my ass.
Yeah. He's too busy drinking. He's drinking on the job right now.
It's true. He's not even listening. We can say whatever we want.
He's not paying attention. When he was here, it's just interesting, like, different personalities. Like, you and I are both, first thing in the morning, not real happy about it. And happy to just, like, kind of be a little bit more quiet and have coffee and smoke cigarettes and wait till we take a shit. Jonathan, and I love you, Jonathan.
Up and
wakes
at him.
Up, ready to riff. Just ready to riff.
What a nightmare.
And I'd wake up. So I didn't really sleep in because I was like, let me try to wake up. It's almost, it reminded me of, like, when I stayed at my sister's and the kids wake up early, I'm like, this is what my sister does. She's like, I have to just wake up at fucking 6 a.m. to have a little bit of quiet time.
Yeah.
So I would wake up and try to, like, sneak and have coffee and stretch and relax. Cause as soon as he woke up, he'd be like, oh, dude. Da, 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 da. I'm like, oh God. And my shit would just crawl back in my body.
Yeah, exactly. You're on the toilet and you feel him stir.
Yeah. I'm like, oh God. So yeah, there was not a lot of sleeping through alarms. I woke up immediately and I was like, if you want to wake up, it's just,
well,
like,
Jonathan, I wish that Wendy wasn't as comfortable with me. I wish she was as uncomfortable with me as she is with you. I'd visit more often.
Yeah. Just, it's such a relaxing feeling to wake up and when your alarm goes off and it's like, hurry up and wake up so you can relax. So it's like the whole day is kind of fucked at that point.
Well, see, and this is why with your series of alarms, because I'm very much, my alarm goes off, and even if I don't want to, I get up. Like, that's like, if I have an alarm set, I'm getting up at that time. I never press snooze. Ever. So when my alarm doesn't even go off like a full cycle. Like, my alarm goes, and I'm like, gah, make it stop. It's immediate.
Yeah.
Whereas you take the other route.
Yeah, I set alarms, like, as a suggestion.
Yeah, exactly. Because most people, alarms are horrible. That's why they're alarms. They're alarming. So when you hear them, you're like, oh, God. Whereas Wendy's just like, oh, this is just part of the dream now.
Yeah, it just becomes part of that.
Well, what a great song. I love this song.
This is such a nice, Well, it's the same way that, like, sirens and murder shows relax you. The sound of a blaring alarm, for whatever reason, is very soothing to me.
Yeah. That would, your new neighbor will love that. Just instead of having like a white noise machine, just when you're drifting to sleep, just have a series of alarms going off throughout the night.
Right. Just like, and then, just like all the different.
Yeah. Like, really go through all of the different alarm sounds.
Yeah. Oh, the new neighbor. So let's talk about this. So I have not had a neighbor. I don't think they're home right now. And if they are, I will probably find out.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. It will happen.
Oh, and
that we'll be recording. And we'll find out because they'll come storming in and I'll see you murdered.
Yeah. They'll come storming in through the other wall, not even through the door. So, and on the last episode, we were joking about, oh, we should edit the podcast in public without earbuds. How funny. So
we're so
the other
cute.
Night, we're so cute. And we're so funny. So when Jonathan was here, it was really fun. We had, after we recorded the other night, we went to this really, when you come back, we got to go. We went to a really fancy vegan place.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go there And Jonathan was here on a week where I had a bunch of cool shit happening. So to him, he's like, your life is fucking insane. And I'm like, well, it is insane. You just happen to be here in a week where there's also a lot of cool shit happening.
Yeah.
I'm like, I do. But it was kind of nice to have someone from the outside come in. Or I'm like, oh, I can see, like, this is, my life is not horrific. Because I think in anybody's life, no matter how cool it is, you get stuck in where you're mm-hmm. in the everyday. And then for him, he's like, he's like podcasts and shows, and you're like, oh, I guess this is fun. But when you get kind of stuck in it, you think you start to see everything as like work. So we went to this vegan restaurant, and that was really fun and fancy. And then we came back, and I think he and I, we talked about this. I think in his mind, he was like, oh, like I'm hanging out with a comedian. We're just going to day drink all the time. But I was like, I actually cannot, because if I'm drinking all the time, I can't do all the things I have to do.
Yeah.
So we go to
like
this
not
fancy
kill myself.
Exactly. So we go to this restaurant, we come back, and normally I like to edit, but I'm trying to be like, I was like, I can edit the podcast when we get back. So I got back at like 11:30 midnight or whenever we were texting, and I'm like, I'll edit the podcast now. So we get back, we had a couple drinks, and Jonathan walks in, and I'm playing the episode out loud, and he's, you know, I don't have to say this. The people that I'm closest with are not the quietest people. You and I are not quiet.
It's true.
Jonathan is not a quiet person. So we get here. It's midnight. I'm playing the episode out loud so I can run around and do stuff.
The reason none of us are quiet is because we're all talking over each other constantly. So for anyone to hear what we're saying, we have to scream louder than the next person and the previous person. So everyone's just constantly trying to talk louder than the other one.
Right. It's like my alarms. Everything just has to like keep getting fucking intense.
Do you even like me, or am I just a fucking alarm to you? Holy shit. What a realization. Oh my God. You like human alarms. Yeah, you don't care what their personality is, if you have anything in common. As long as you're loud and interrupting, Wendy's like, I got to be friends with that person.
I know. Just like a loud, caustic... something that I like that makes most other people angry. I'm like, that's what
caustic.
I like.
Is caustic just related to smells?
I don't know. Look it up.
I'm going to.
So we're here. And I haven't had anyone living next door to me for a couple months at least. So we're here and we're playing the episode. And Jonathan's like, oh, this is so great. And this is funny. And this is so cool. And all like... 5 minutes of us being back in the apartment, the loudest, not even like a knock on the door. Cause I've had neighbors where they're being loud where I'd like, we'll go knock on the door and be like, hey, can you be quiet? Especially he's right next door. Just the loudest fucking bang. Like the Kool-Aid man was going to break through the wall, like bam, 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 bam on the wall. And we both stopped and also, we got quiet.
But you have not met this person yet.
Never met him.
Cool. You're in for it. This is going to be great.
So there's a super loud bang on the wall. And this is the best. Jonathan and I get really quiet, but the podcast is still playing on my laptop. So we get really quiet, like, oh God, fuck. But then we're quiet, but then our other series of voices are like, on the laptop. And then, so I didn't shut it off right away. We got quiet. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. And then before I could, then there was another bang. And I'm like, oh, fuck the podcast. And so I had to like shut the podcast off and then put my earbuds in. And so
this
we had to sit.
Neighbor is going to be the worst.
Yeah. And I understand it's midnight. They probably have to get up early. But so then the rest of the night, Jonathan just sat on the couch quietly. And I just sat here with my headphones in, editing the podcast for almost 2 hours because that was the one episode where everything was cutting out constantly. So it actually like took
needed a lot of editing.
I know. So I had to just sit here quietly till like 2 a.m. with earbuds out. I had to be like, nobody talk. We don't want to get murdered.
Okay. Two things. First of all, caustic has nothing to do with smell.
Okay.
So there's that.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to have a neighbor segment.
I know.
From now on. Because seriously, I get it. Fuck you guys. You're being assholes. But like, from that person's, like, they definitely have to go to work in the morning. Or even if they don't, it's midnight.
Right.
They could be sleeping or whatever. It's midnight. But the fact that they just moved in and you haven't met them, and instead of what I would have done in that situation is be pissed off, but like, okay, I don't know this person, and go. Also, you're not like down the hall. You're literally right next door. So I'd knock on your door and be like, hey, I'm really sorry. I'm the new neighbor, Megan. Nice to meet you. I don't want this to be our first interaction, but like, it's really late. Is there any way you could keep it down?
Yes.
That would be like a normal response.
Right.
This response leads me to believe this person is going to be the worst neighbor.
Yeah, it's, well, because I remember, yeah, that's so normal. I remember when I was living, you remember my apartment in MacArthur Park,
mm-hmm.
where we had our first romantic encounter.
Our first. We both vomited.
We're like, we are going out to a fancy dinner. This is going to be great. Let's have like one drink before we go out. And then cut
okay,
to.
First of all, we weren't going out to a fancy dinner. We were like going to go to a shitty karaoke bar down the street.
Well, that still is leaving
fancy.
The house. First of all, we immediately, with every time we get on the phone, within 5 minutes, we're immediately talking about our bowel movement. So for us, anything like outside of our homes is fancy.
It's very true. Even just like walking out front.
I know. Smoking a cigarette outside versus inside the apartment is like, oh, are we being fancy?
Dude.
I saw the light just flickered.
I think okay. I think I'm controlling a poltergeist. Just to be real. Just, guys, just to take it on a serious scientific tip for a second.
That just gave me the chills because that was a quick flash.
I think I've created a poltergeist.
I believe it. I'm into it.
Oh, I watched Annabelle, the new Annabelle the other day. I mean, it's not new. It's not good.
No.
It was very disappointing. Anyways.
I know. It was a real bummer.
Not nearly as scary as my life. Hey. Right,
well, that's a problem. That's a problem. Nothing's going to scare you.
Yeah.
Nothing will scare you at this point.
I can even sleep with my legs not under covers anymore. I'm not even scared something's going to eat my toes.
Is that a new
I'm
development?
I'm like, fucking go for it. Yes. We've talked about this before on the podcast.
I may have been in a blackout. I do not remember this.
We definitely have. No, I always, ever since I have to sleep with my feet covered. Even when it's like really hot. If I'm totally uncovered by blankets, I have to have my feet covered.
Interesting.
Because I don't want a tiny man to come eat them.
Well, that's because you watch all those weird, what was that fucking movie that we watched on with the tiny Nazi soldiers?
Oh, Puppet Master?
Puppet Master.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's like the Paranormal Activity scene, too, from the original one why am I gendering a demon? God, Megan, get it together. Demon genders fluid, too. When he pulls her leg,
yeah.
I'm sorry, when they pull her leg, when it's like outside the covers and you see it and there's nothing else in the room, but like you just see her, like her. Get pulled by her leg, and then she's pulled out of bed. I'm doing an act out right now.
Yeah.
My whole body's shaking.
And my shoulders are curling in especially because we're watching each other on FaceTime. So the view that I have of myself when I look up is like perfect in a scary movie where I would be just talking to you and all of a sudden somebody fucking walks out in the kitchen. I don't like it.
You know that like black in your well-made kitchen? Well-constructed kitchen where it's like there's like a space between the cabinet and the ceiling.
Yes.
Imagine just like a hand coming out right now.
Oh, gross. Stop it. I never thought about that until right now. Now I'm going to think about that the whole rest of the episode. And fuck you. Because even in the day, that would stop it because a hand could come right out of the thing. I do not like this.
I mean, it could. But it couldn't. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what it will probably be? It would be like a cat paw.
But like a decaying one.
Oh, God damn it. Now I'm going to be looking in the corner of that thing
really
the whole time.
It really is. I wish I knew how to take a screenshot because I would.
It's super scary.
It's very, I've never noticed that before. But it's like perfect for like something to like
or
squiggle out.
Like a hand or like a flattened shadow body where they come out and they, ugh.
Or just like a flattened body.
Ugh.
Like a real flat, a flat daddy.
Yeah. Flat Stanley.
Flat Stanley, that's what it's called.
Flat daddy. Oh, you were trying to think. You were trying to think of Flat Stanley.
Flat Stanley.
And you called him Flat Daddy.
But isn't that the Flat Stanley thing? It's like sad kids with dads at war.
I don't know that that's what it stemmed from.
I thought so.
I thought Flat Stanley.
Also, we're writing a horror movie called Flat Daddy.
Oh, for sure.
No, I think that's the Flat Stanley origin story.
I thought, all I know is that Flat Stanley was like this paper thing, and then you make it. And I'm sorry, I couldn't say make because I just keep picture. I'm looking up at that corner waiting for like a Flat Daddy to come sliding up.
Flat Daddy. I can't wait. This is going to be the best book ever.
Oh my God. It'll be like in the vein of R.L. Stein. So it's like a fun kid's Flat Daddy. Ugh, no thank you. But no, it's where you have the cutout construction paper and then kids just take it around and they take Flat Stanley to like different museums.
Yeah, Flat Stanley has nothing to do with the military or sad children whose dads are at war. It has absolutely nothing to do with it. I don't know why. Callers call in. That had to be like something.
Well, I'll tell you what.
God damn it.
It does. That has nothing to do with Flat Stanley, but that is the premise of Flat Daddy. So Flat Daddy.
Oh my God. Flat Daddy. It's the ghost of your daddy.
Yes.
Flattened by a tank at war. Do they still make tanks? Are tanks still in war?
Yes.
Like same tanks?
For the premise of this movie, because I think, you know, here's
the thing.
It
could be a period piece.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. It's a period piece because if nothing ruins a horror film like the use of a smartphone, am I right?
Gulf War. The Flat Daddy takes place during the Gulf War.
So we get 90s fashion.
Thank you.
Hello.
Killer jams.
Yes.
Hot sick jams. And then because it will also make it a kid's, like an old school Disney movie, so we can put a lot of ska in it.
Yes. And so
I'm
Flat
pumping
Daddy.
My arms in the air.
I love it. So Flat Daddy, so you think it's one of those things like where he's, at first it's like a good guy, because you're like, oh, it's nice, because he's coming back. So maybe he starts to visit kids whose dads have died in war. But so it's like, yeah, so Flat Daddy comes, or is it each kid their daddy, so they each, maybe it's their own daddy that comes in flat. So they recognize
I was thinking
it.
That at first, but I prefer the idea of like an ominous Flat Daddy, like a like singular, like a Mothman, just a Flat Daddy that comes.
Yeah, like a Babadook thing.
Pretending to be your daddy.
Yes.
Because he's a bad guy.
And so Flat Daddy. And oh, here's the other great thing about being during the 90s. One of the ways that he can come in is through a fax machine.
Yes. Yes.
You just say,
oh, that's. And you think it's a text? I gotta, if we're gonna get this draft written today, I gotta remember that we're talking early 90s, right. Not 2020. Gender's not fluid. Fax machines exist. We don't have text messaging. These are all facts.
That's facts with a CTS as opposed to fax.
Yeah, we don't wanna confuse you guys with our fax is. But okay, but the thing, so Flat Daddy, very specific hauntings. Flat Daddy will only come to you if your daddy was flattened.
Okay.
In some way. So, like, we could have grand pianos falling on daddies. I'm talking about for, like, the series. Obviously, first one, just to get, like, to get an Oscar nom, we'll make it the Gulf War.
Right. Just to get things rolling, he'll be grown by a tank. Pun intendo.
And that's a line in the movie because Nintendo's huge right now. It's the early 90s. Everybody's playing Zelda.
Right. Oh, yeah. So that's so these are all, like, we got to practice, get our 90s references
in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then later, so the first one is just tank flattened daddies.
Right.
But then we'll get kind of like Evil Dead. We'll get a little funnier and more self-aware as the series progresses. I'm picturing minimum 7 to 9 movies in the Flat Daddy universe.
Easily.
And then we could have like an animated Flat Daddy. Be like, this is Fast and the Furious franchise. Watch yourself.
Yeah.
Also, Vin Diesel, are you available to play our Flat Daddy?
See, I like Vin. You know who else I was thinking? Because he's done with the, he's taking a break from the Iron Man franchise, and Dr. Doolittle seems to be not his best work. I'm thinking Robert Downey Jr. as Flat Daddy. He's one of the greatest actors of our time.
I know. I want him in, yes, love him involved. Love him attached, love him involved in some right. way. But I just don't see, he's not screaming Flat Daddy to me. Yeah, I could see him being like, maybe like a caring priest, not too caring, but like a concerned teacher, maybe like a child psychologist involved. I'm thinking him in like a, I almost said Bruce Lee, like a Bruce Willis in in the Sixth Sense role. Not dead, but kind of that like vibe, but not
what
dead.
If, I like this, you're correct. This, you're 100%. What if he's somebody, what if Vin Diesel, now this is going to be, we can have Vin, and again with casting, you know, whatever. Robert Downey Jr. did blackface in Tropic Thunder, so we can, you know.
He's down for anything.
Yeah, he's down for whatever. What if? We have, what if the Vin Diesel character, the Flat Daddy, what if somehow the Flat Daddy, that like the ominous Flat Daddy, that's Robert Downey Jr.'s actual dad, and he was killed in like a previous war. So that's like his daddy.
Oh, I like this.
So there's got to be a way where he's like, I don't, and so that's why, so he finds out that he's the only one that can like stop him, or he's got to try to reason with him to be like, there's something there and I can't figure out the exact thing, but that's his actual dad. That's his daddy, his Flat Daddy.
But why is his Flat Daddy evil? This combines everything. Okay.
Okay.
So original Flat Daddy, who's pretending to be all these good Flat Daddies, is actually like a fucking Nazi, an evil Nazi that was run over by a tank in World War II, right? Okay. That's Robert Downey Jr.'s father. He doesn't know it, though. He never met his father, so he doesn't know his dad's evil Nazi man, Flat.
Right. Now, age difference here. Let's look at the time thing, because this might be Flat Granddaddy. Because
no, World but War- think about it. If this movie takes place in the early 90s, and Robert Downey Jr. is himself now.
You're right. You're right. I forgot we're in the 90s. God damn it. I need to write this down.
You got
to
fucking get in the 90s. You don't want to, we can't be having like a Tesla drive down the street.
That's correct.
Luckily for us, this will be very easy to costume because everything everyone wore in the 90s is available at Forever 21 right now.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, you're right. Because, yeah, if he's, so say he's like in his 50s in the 90s, that means he was born in the 40s. Perfect. I'm nailing it. You're really killing it on the timeline thing.
Thank you. Well, somebody has to.
Someone has to pay attention to this.
Somebody has to keep track of these very important details for this very real movie franchise.
Okay, so his dad, was a bad guy Nazi.
Okay, Flat Daddy. Also, because this is not a children's movie, even though we have children in it. Flat Daddy having sex with mommy. Like the ghost of Flat Daddy, because like, oh, that's Flat Dad because he's an evil Nazi. Of course, he's also a raper.
Yeah. Yeah, we said raper, not rapist. We're artists. We're making up words.
We're making up words. It's the 90s.
And that's what
it's the early 90s.
And that's actually his name. So his Flat Daddy, but his name in real life was Don Raper.
We'll see if the creators of Mad Men come for us. Right.
Ooh, speaking of Don Raper. Actually, John Hamm would be a good Flat Daddy.
Oh, yes, he would. I mean, flat about him. I don't know.
Tell me
you know
about what I'm saying. I mean, I've seen the pictures. Oh, I've seen Star Magazine.
He comes to St. Louis all the time. He's from here.
Okay.
Yes, I also used to just live in his neighborhood. That would have maybe been an even easier way to contact him. But what I'm saying is sometimes he's in generally the same metropolitan area as I am.
So, okay, we need to get this thing written. And so just have it with you.
All times.
Right. And thankfully, obviously, with technology now, because in like, you know, if this was the 90s, and I'm too trapped in the 90s, I was going to tell you to carry a manuscript, but you don't need that. because I'm trying to be, but now I need to focus on what we are in real time. Just having
this is going to get confusing.
I know. I'm going to have to.
Well, and that's set good if I ever my phone, because I can be like, hey, John. Because celebrities really like that when you don't know them and refer to them by their first name.
Right.
Like your buddies. So I'll be like, hey, John, I have this amazing script you'd be perfect for. We already have Robert Downey Jr. attached. Vin Diesel's exec producing.
Mm-hmm.
Would love for you to read it. Just like get a general vibe. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, totally. Give it, like, email it to me. And I'll be like, no worries. I have it right here on my phone. Sit with me and read it. And then I can just force him to sit with me and read the whole script, which won't be long. Horror movies, really, nothing over an hour and a half. Keep it short and sweet. Maybe hour 45.
Right. And
we're looking at
a
less than 120 pages.
Right. And most of that is, a lot of that is going to be like action and things like that. Because in horror films, the less dialogue you have, the better. Because it's, you know, and even a lot of the description is just like some shit around the corner. Because what's scary, the scariest stuff is the stuff that you don't see. We all know that.
Like the hand coming out of Wendy's cabinet right now.
Yep. Like a flat daddy just coming out of the thing. So now when flat daddies are fucking the mommies. So when John Hamm flat daddy, because I like John Hamm as flat daddy, because that's the thing is, he looks good. And so even in the flashbacks, and he and Robert Downey Jr., that's more of like a believable.
True. And also, John Hamm definitely could play a Nazi.
Like an
SS captain.
Ugh.
Do you have you have a thing for Nazi guards? We're just finding out now.
I got a thing for John Hamm, and he can be my SS captain any day.
I hope this gets to John. You know, I really do. I hope. He's a lover of comedy.
He is.
Which some people accidentally think this podcast is.
He's a lover of comedy, and I'm a lover of him. I would like to be. I would love to fuck. I mean, he just, that would just be a catch, just to bang that guy. Jesus, fuck. Now I'm horny. I'm horny and I'm scared.
Well, those often go hand in hand. And also a perfect, that's the exact feeling we want our audience to have while watching Flat Daddy.
Right. So Flat Daddy, so here's what I'm thinking. So when he comes out, because if he's going to fuck the moms, which he is going to fuck these moms. Oh, he will be fucking the
moms. Oh, he's fucking the moms. And we're the moms.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the reason. Listen, a lot of roles, especially in Hollywood, they're made for, like, especially with women. Not a lot of women writers, and so the roles for women, even Margot Robbie in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, she's beautiful. She got a couple of lines, so that's why you're supposed to write your own projects, make your own vehicles, okay? If you want to get fucked by John Hamm, write a script in which he fucks you.
It's that easy, ladies.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
I don't know, everyone's making such a big deal about, oh, it's hard to break it. It's, get a pod. We have a podcast. It's easy
to
do.
Get a podcast with tens of listeners.
Right.
Write a script. Be able to say the word script.
Right.
In which you fuck John Hamm and you will fuck. Guys, this is what we're working on the Patreon. Working towards a better life. Mm-hmm. Working towards what you want. Working towards what makes you happy.
Yes.
Real time. We're doing it in real time.
We're doing this on the Patreon, and this is the book. So what you do is you set a goal.
Fucking John Hamm.
Right. So the goal is fucking John Hamm. And then you work backwards. So you go, my goal, or our goal, because this is our joint goal.
Yes.
Our goal is to fuck John Hamm. So that's the goal. So then you work backwards and go, okay, so I want to get to fuck John Hamm, but we got to go from where we are now. What are the steps? And I mean, this is the obvious, this is the easiest way.
Oh, by far the
easiest. From point A to fuck John Hamm. The lights are flickering. Megan.
I'm like, because we're talking. Hold on. I'm too scared. I have to.
Megan, get out of that room.
Stop it. Shut up.
Megan. Well, you tell me. My eyes are watering because that scared the shit out of me. And now I'm waiting. And I'm seriously waiting for a hand to come out of.
Shut
my eyes are watering.
Shut up. I couldn't even say, should I just shut? One word. No, and I'm sitting right in front of the closet.
Did you move to a different bedroom?
No.
What did you do? Just get up and walk in a circle?
I got up and opened the window.
Okay. Jesus. I'm trying to not be scared, but it scared the shit out of me.
The light just went off again.
I know. I can see it. It's fucking scary. And I'm looking at my laptop to see if it's going. Dude.
I'm not going to be able to sleep in here tonight.
No. I can't believe shit doesn't flicker when you're. I'm shocked that it doesn't flicker on when you're sleeping at night.
Well, I think it doesn't flicker on because as fun as it is to think that it's spooky ghosts and be scared, which I will tonight when I am in bed in the dark. But I think probably like the light bulb is dying or something because it doesn't turn on. It only flickers off.
Okay. How often does it flicker off?
Too often.
So change the light bulb.
But that's not fun. It's more fun to be scared.
I got to tell you, I don't think it's because I could be wrong on this, but I've been alive for 38 years, which again, sorry, Hollywood. Again, that's why we have to ride our own vehicle.
Hollywood's never going to let a 38-year-old woman fuck John Hamm.
No, because I mean, unbelievable that a 38-year-old woman would be with a man in his early 50s. Gross.
That's disgusting. With a thick hog like that guy's got. You fucking kidding me?
He's only banging, I would say, 20 to 26 years old. That's it.
Well, he was married for a really long time. Like before, I know, to that chick, that actress, writer chick.
And she had small tits. And can I tell you, that always, I remember I would see that and I was like, oh. I do have a mental block with them. I'm like, I have small tits. I'm so unattractive. No one will ever have sex with me. And when I saw them together, I was like, she's not that hot. And we have the same size tits. And then
he left her.
I know. But I'm like,
the
you know
second
what?
But they he got were famous enough.
But they were together for long enough that gave me a little bit of hope. Not even that someone would be with me, but just like someone with a thick hog will fuck me.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. Let's take a break from writing our fake horror film and talk about the
fake?
Real one that's happening. I mean, the real. Okay.
I'm going. If you don't think I'm going to the gay bar right at 3 when they open and working on a draft of this, you're probably right. But maybe I will.
Okay. So let's take a break from Flat Daddy and let's talk about the light bulb situation, because when a light bulb is burning out, it flickers a little bit and then it just
then
kind of dies.
I know.
It doesn't
I know
flicker.
How electricity works.
It doesn't flicker on and off for a week at random times, specifically when you're recording this podcast and talking about spooky things.
That is really weird. And now I'm like really, like I have the chills because I'm just sitting in front of this closet.
I have the chills and my eyes. I know. Well, now you're looking at my screen waiting for a fucking hand to come out of the thing or someone to jump out from behind the wall. And I'm waiting for this closet door to slide open. And I did not mean to say that to you, but that, or a flat daddy to come out between the cracks of the closet door.
Oh, a flat daddy.
Yeah.
Imagine that if we were in two flat daddies.
Now I'm going to try this again because when I did this last, week, and I tried to take a screenshot of the spooky thing. My laptop stopped recording the second I took a screenshot. So I'm going to try to take a screenshot of this, of our setup here for the thing. Okay, let's see if it stops recording. Megan,
that was me. That was me. That was
Megan,
me. That was me.
I almost.
That was me. That was me.
Megan,
that was me. That was me.
I almost screamed at the top of my lungs.
No, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. I was like,
yo, oh, my whole body just, my eyes are watering.
Oh.
My eyes are watering because I'm so scared.
How do I take a screenshot? Is this good content, us learning technology?
Yeah, I think you press the side button, like the thing that you would use to turn it off at a movie theater. And then the home button key
go.
On the front.
Because I want to get a picture of where your flat daddy comes from.
Spooky.
You look so scared. I'm so sorry. I couldn't, because my hand's right, like I can touch the closet door.
I know. And I wish you could see behind you because I wanted to make a scared face like it's happening again. That was really scary, but I like to see. And again,
but it was fun. We have fun here at Pussy Fart Gang.
We like to have a good time. The lights flicker. We both fucking scream and piss ourselves.
Yeah, we like to have fun. An actual, that's why the fucking cops, because a murderer was on the loose. An alien murderer who's now in my closet.
These lights, what if there's like a weird evil spirit in your neighborhood and someone like possessed one of your neighbors to kill somebody or do some wild shit, and that same spirit is like fucking with your lights and with you?
I'm into that.
That's probably what it is.
Oh, if we're being honest. If we're being honest.
If we're being honest.
If we're being honest about this, that's definitely what it is.
It's a Nazi spirit. An evil Nazi spirit.
This is Flat Daddy.
That's how it starts.
I love this. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
No.
I love this. 30 minutes ago, I was like, yeah, I'm really like tough now. I'm 33. I can sleep with my feet not covered up in bed. Cut to tonight, me with fucking covers up to my eyeballs, like just profusely sweating.
Yeah.
Wide awake all night long.
Well, it's not a fun feeling when there's a and I know that it's because part of it is like a weird thing where, like, if you haven't seen The Others, close your ears, spoiler alert, you've seen The Others.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I've seen The Others.
Also, by the way, spoiler alert for a literally 20-year-old movie, guys. So, if you haven't seen The Others, it's probably because you were not alive yet.
It's really good. It's one of my favorite scary movies. I think it's one of the best, like the most well-made scary movies I've like in easily the last 20 years. It's just so, cause it really like, I did not expect the turn, which I'm going to explain the turn right now. So you start watching it and it's Nicole Kidman and her kids.
Pause the podcast, go watch The Others, which I do believe is on Netflix. Then yeah, come back.
But when you watch that and you're like, oh, they're being haunted. And then you find out that like, oh shit, they're being the scary ones, it's like that made me feel empathy a little bit. I was like, oh, I'm glad I watched this so that now when I am around a ghost moving lights, like flickering lights, moving lights, just
your working crew, your grip on a movie,
yeah,
just moving shit around,
you know, moving lights. I get scared, but I try to be, you know, like whatever's making your light go off and on while we're scared. I'm like, what if they're scared of you, and so maybe they don't know, and it's not scary, and it's the same
like,
you know,
a wild animal.
Yes, and it's the same as what we're learning with this fucking book with the Patreon, where it's like, don't take shit, and like with the Four Agreements, where it's like, when something happens, don't take it personally, like it's not about you, it's projecting. So that ghost is not trying to scare us, it feels scared, and so it's acting out, so it's projecting, so we don't need to be afraid of the ghost. But I am still, it still is scary when things.
I love you.
I hope it flickers. I'm waiting for it to flicker.
I would literally leave right now. That would, oh God, what a reason.
If it's, that's your breaking point.
I have to move home. I have to leave.
You're like,
I said, ghost, I love you. And the light flickered.
I'm scared by, I can see the reflection
of
my blue light.
Did you say scared?
I'm scared. Yes.
Okay.
I'm scared because I can see the reflection of my blue light in the back of my phone, and it looks like a floating orb.
Oh.
And I had to turn it around because that the sight of my own microphone light scared me. In the day, it's the day, and I'm scared.
I'm scared. In the day, can I? Sorry, this. Harvey Weinstein, guilty of rape.
Yes.
Which by the time this comes out, will be old news.
Right.
So, but you heard it here first, folks.
Oh, did that just good? Thank even though, and did you
I just
see
got a
stuff?
CNN alert. So, technically, you didn't hear it. I heard it first from CNN. And but, you probably also heard it first from not me. But,
oh.
Hey, we have a bunch of listeners, probably like you, that just watch CNBC.
I know.
So, they'll be like, what? Who's Harvey Weinstein?
I know. See, that's the thing. That's I'm like, I think we, I can, I have faith that enough of our listeners don't pay attention to the news.
No, they'll probably be like, oh, what do you do? Tell a woman she should smile more?
Yeah. Dude, when he was during that whole trial, when he would walk into court on the walker with tennis balls.
It was so bizarre.
It was the craziest thing, just hunched over, trying to be like, I could've, I can't rape anybody. I got a walker. With tennis, and he put tennis balls on the front like he's some like retiree in Boca that's living off of Social Security.
I know. It's like, it'll be interesting to see what he gets.
Yeah.
A fruit basket. Yeah, but like not good fruit. It's going to be all that dry melon you get at a diner when you get the fruit plate.
It's going to be a fruit basket from one of those places where they only sell the deformed fruit, where they're like, look, it tastes just the same as the regular fruit. I get ads for that on Instagram. There's a place in New York that specializes in like, look, the disfigured fruit. That's a big thing where people are like, this apple's wonky. I don't want it.
Yeah, I know. It's imperfect produce. You can get those boxes.
Yeah.
It's really, it's like very inexpensive and you get a lot of stuff, but it's because this country's disgusting and like literally something will be like a little misshapen or have a bruise on it and they throw it away.
Yeah. They're like, this has a bump on it. I don't want it. And
this
carrot,
isn't food.
This carrot looks like a dick. And that's what we want.
Don't all carrots look like a dick if you try hard enough?
If you use your imagination.
Hey, I can make anything a dick.
Well, that's really something that we...
Just give me a minute.
That's what we want to talk to you guys about today. We were really deflecting with all the scary movie stuff. This is a segment called Make It a Dick.
This microphone? I mean, duh.
Easy.
My foam roller I'm looking at right now? Hello.
Oh, I like that. I like a dick that you can give an external and an internal massage.
Look at this. Lava lamp, a dick. Polaroid camera, a dick. Water bottle, a dick.
Mm-hmm.
iPhone. Everything's a dick.
Yeah, I got a portable speaker. What am I looking at? A sunglasses case. Magazine. Roll it up. It's a dick.
Dick.
Horn honking outside my window. I'm sure that there's an
auditory dick.
Right. I'm sure there's a dick behind the wheel of that car.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, man. And Bazinga. Now we are. And now we do a jokes over here.
Oh my God.
I'm just trying to distract myself. What I'm trying to do is not talk about scary things so that the ghost goes, now I'm going to scare them. So I'm like, quick, let's do dick puns. And then yeah. See if the
And then the ghost will be like, oh my God, I'm not going to scare them. I'm going to kill them.
Yeah. I mean, it is change the light bulb. That's you need to change that light bulb today and then see what the fuck happens.
But that's see also.
Yes.
If I change the light bulb and it happens again, I'm going to jump out the window.
But now here's, look, and this is the shit we're talking about on the Patreon. You got to face the truth of a situation. You know what I mean? You don't want to change the light bulb because you're like, but if I change the light bulb and it keeps flickering, that means there's a ghost. It's like, but wouldn't you rather know if there's a ghost?
See, in the book and like my life, the ghosts of my life, hello. Yes, I do. The real... potentially real ghosts? No, I do not. I do not want it to confirm to me. No. No, I don't want that. Either way, because it's fun. It's fun to not know.
If there's a ghost in you're going to, it's going to start like, they're going to be like, the lights aren't working. And there's just going to be like, you're going to wake up and there's going to be like a woman in a white gown standing over your bed looking at you going, Megan.
And yeah, and that's because I'll be institutionalized. It'll be a doctor, what you might call a doctor.
Right. It'll be like, Megan. And I'll be like, Megan, you got to change a fucking light bulb. I'll be like, I don't want to know. And it's just going to just wake up and every night, just like more and more just ghosts staring over you.
Oh, that'd be fun. Are they good guys or bad guys?
I don't know. That's the question. And again, this is the thing. And this is what we got to work out is actually, you know what? No, don't change the light bulb because let's keep making the ghost have to prove himself to you. Because even though it's scary, it's a scary situation, but then you make the best of it, right? You can't control, you only can control attitude and effort, right? We can't control if there's a ghost haunting you.
I love using this to apply to the ghost light bulb.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to neg the ghost and be like, fuck you, you're not even real. And then be like, oh, if you're so real, why don't you send some spirits to come and bother me in the night? Now, when they do that, we're going to set up your camera. So we got to figure out whatever cameras they use on all those Discovery Channel, like, ghost hunting shows.
Quick, let's invest $20,000.
Yes. Now, when you wake up, you're going to be scared, but I need you to focus. Keep your head in the game because instead of being like, this is scary, turn the situation around. It's all perception. We're learning this on the Patreon. Everything is how you perceive it. If you perceive ghosts to be scary, it is a scary situation. But if you perceive those ghosts as things that you are using for market research so we can better portray Flat Daddy and his friends, now it's not scary. Now you're just at work.
There we go.
Because we got to find out the difference in a good ghost and a bad ghost. And how do we, like, how do they act? How do they move? Because what we want it to be realistic, you know, not Flat Daddy. Because, if again, if Flat Daddy's going to fuck the moms, which you've already discussed, that's the point of this whole movie, is for John Hamm to have sex with us.
Yeah.
When he comes out of the fax machine, which I really do love.
I can't wait.
Flat Daddy.
Oh, and he can, like, be in a Lisa Frank folder?
Yes. So.
That's the little girl takes him to school. And she's talking to her flat daddy, like during class. And the teacher's like, what are you doing? Talking to my daddy.
It's my flat daddy.
It's my flat. And all these kids are sexy as fuck.
Oh, for sure. Well, what we're going to do, like in every movie.
It's Hollywood.
In every movie.
They have to be.
So in the movie, the actors are in sixth grade. But it's Hollywood. So everyone, the sixth graders and the moms, except for us, are all played by people between the ages of 17 and 23. Every female character.
Which is why it's okay to in movie. That's dudes, we get it. Of course you want to fuck children. Because that's what a teenage girl is. A child.
Yep.
Not a young lady. It's a child. Of course. Because Hollywood for years has been like, no, dude, it's okay. She's 18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's 13. It's chill.
Yeah. But she's like Alicia Silverstone. Like, I know we're trying to portray her as a preteen, but like she'll be legal in 6 months. So why don't you check the year this was put out? You know what I mean?
Do you remember when like Mary-Kate and Ashley, when they had that countdown? Remember that? How gross that was when we were kids? Because they're like my age.
Yeah.
I think they might be a year older than me. I like that was the dawn of the internet.
It's so gross. I remember even Britney Spears, because Britney Spears and I are the same age. She's 1 month older than I am. I remember when I was...
Oh, old.
I know, so gross. I remember when she did the Super Bowl. I think I was 16 when she did the Super Bowl halftime show. And my family, we're all watching it. And my cousins... So this is my cousin who's like... It's my mom, so it's my second cousin. But he was like in his 30s. And I don't
just jerking off,
just openly jerking off into the dips. And again, real trashy fam. Again, for us, smoking outdoors is the fancy activity of the day. And I remember there's everyone's like, and you don't know the age thing. And I remember the show was on and my cousin, he was like, he goes, gosh, she's so fucking sexy. Like I would, and just saying like to like, his brother, like, because, you know, they're, like, in their 30s or drinking beer. He's like, oh, the shit I would do to her. And I remember I looked at him and I go, you know, she's my age, right? And he was like.
And he was like, yeah.
Yeah. This is.
Wendy, what are you doing?
You know, we're second cousins.
Yeah, she is your age. And look at her. Look at you. Looking like a 16-year-old girl. Not trying to fuck me, a 35-year-old man. Maybe you could learn something from her.
Yeah.
Wendy?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wendy?
Were you too busy doing homework to go wax your pussy?
You're 16. That's disgusting.
The fact that you're not prancing around family parties in mini Catholic girl skirts.
I can see almost none of your pussy right now.
So, I mean, you're offended.
I'm your cousin. Do you not want me to want to fuck you?
Right.
How immature are you?
No, I'm sorry. You're offended that I'm attracted to this girl that's your age. Like, how about this? I'm offended that you won't let me be attracted to you.
How does that feel? And I'm family.
Yeah.
If you should want anyone to fuck you, it's your family.
You know, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, I've known you for a long time. The fact, especially like, I remember I used to have to change your diaper. Okay? That's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see how that thing turned out.
Yeah.
I'm coming to collect.
So, I mean, maybe you show a little bit of respect for your family members. We drove from San Diego to Seal Beach. That's a long drive.
We say I love you to each other. This doesn't feel like love to me right now.
Yeah. You know what I can't? You know what else I can't see? The outline of your areolas because you're wearing a lined bra. You got those sweet 16-year-old fresh tits. I want to see the outline of your nipple.
You think I came here to watch the fucking Super Bowl?
I don't like sports. Okay? I don't like sports.
I like children.
Yeah, you know what I like?
I like sexualizing children.
You think I get
ideally those I'm related to.
Cause again, I when I say I love you, I'm not just saying that as like a knee-jerk thing because we're family. It's because I fucking love you.
Intimately.
And you're not.
Let me why won't you let me show you how much I love you?
You know what you're doing, Wendy, by not flashing your nipples and your pussy all over this family party. This is self-sabotage. This is you pushing love away.
Oh my God. And that's also, we learned, thank God for the book. Cause we found out that was the moment that Wendy started self-sabotaging.
Right. You know, see, and this is why you got to talk about things that are uncomfortable, because when you hide the truth, yeah. If you don't bring it out and talk about it, then you never get to the core of things. And it's again,
exactly.
I've run this scenario in my head many times. And every time I'm like, oh, this seems like a normal family interaction, but you say it out loud and you go, oh wait, it's not normal. Okay. It's not normal that when my cousin was openly mentioning wanting to fuck someone my age and, you know, kind of nudging me at the same time,
and you didn't go my in.
Right. That's not normal. I mean, that's me being fucked up. That's me holding myself back.
Can I just say,
yeah.
not to break out of character, we would have made excellent sexual predators.
For
excellent.
For sure. For
like, talk about choices. I mean, we would have been excellent male sexual predators.
I would gather that if there are past lives, I would say we maybe were those in a past life.
And like, not like a, like it's, we're not saying, guys, everybody fucking with past life. It's like, oh, I was Cleopatra in a past life. I was Marilyn Monroe in a past life. It's not like we think we were like Jack the Ripper or like famous rape murderers?
Yeah. Rip-erder.
Rip-erders. We were just like regular rape murderers.
Yeah.
Like, you've never heard of us.
No, we were just casually, again, we weren't doing it. It wasn't like as our profession. It wasn't our main thing.
It was a hobby.
Yeah. We were sexual predator hobbyists.
Yeah. Everybody needs a hobby.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Because what are you going to do after work? Just, oh, go, I mean, happy hour gets old. It's boring.
Yeah. And you know what you can meet at happy hour? Teenage girls. Also known as children.
Right. Well, and I obviously that's a joke, but who you can't meet at happy hour are single mothers.
Hello.
And they got
children.
Children. Oh my God. Oh, I almost just fell off the back of my chair.
Oh my God.
Because I forgot that I made this a stool. This is, I almost threw my.
Yeah, I know you did.
Did I just go completely out of frame?
No, you didn't go completely out of frame, but I, like, that would have been so fun.
Oh my God.
For you to break your fucking back.
I know. Whew.
I call 911. Can you connect me to the Manhattan 911, please? My friend, hold on. Let me go to her contacts and get her address.
Oh, that would be great. If I died, I snap my back, I die in the hospital, and they're like, thank God they were recording a podcast at the funeral. We can hear, what were her last words? We want to know what her last...
I would have been a great fucking sexual predator. You know who you can meet at happy hour? Single mothers. Oh, but the good thing about you dying,
uh-huh.
There are mostly bad things about you dying. The one good thing, who's a ghost now?
Huh?
Who's a flat daddy now?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. And that, Wendy. So finally, when flat daddy's vanquished in, like, I don't know, the fourth movie, the fifth movie. And so everybody's like, oh, the series is over. It's come to fruition. Mm-hmm. It's done. It's in a neat little package. We wait 2 years.
Okay.
And then Flat Mommy.
Yes.
It's like Bride of Chucky shit.
I love it. And guess who's playing the moms in that movie?
John Hamm.
That goddamn world keeps spinning.